You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
We are starting to hit a wall with my middle schooler in the house, my son. We've got piano tonight, piano lessons.
Yeah.
And he has made it very apparent at the house that he is done with piano and he is sick of it. He's bored with it. He doesn't want to do it anymore. So now, you know, as a parent, you're starting to have that battle with your kid where you're trying to relay my point of view of, you know, wait until you're my age. You're going to be, you know, so happy that you stuck with it versus him who just wants to play with his friends and get on Fortnite every night.
Right.
That's the big push right now is Fortnite for him. So I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't. And I see a lot of talent in him. He's kind of a natural at it. He can play by ear. He's good. He's musically inclined. He's got straight A's in band class. I mean, there's no issues there.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you get through to the middle schooler, you know? I was there. I try to relay that to him, too. It's like, you know, buddy, I quit piano. I quit drums. And how cool would it be now if I could just walk over to a drum set or a piano and just give it hell? I was like, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
He's not going to get it. He just doesn't get it.
Gretchen talks about that. She's a piano instructor, and she talks about how some of her better students, if they turn out to be boys and they get to the age of like 10 to 12 in that range, she goes, they start walking away from it. And they're pretty talented at it. They're really good, but they... I don't know if it's a hormonal thing or it's the peer pressure with friends. I mean, maybe they don't consider it cool anymore or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's had a couple of boys who were some of her better students who've given it up. And she says, well, what can you do? You know, and the parents say the same thing to her that you're saying. They're like, well, we don't know exactly what to do. I mean, you don't necessarily want to force a kid to sit there, that's not good for the student probably or the teacher.
No, if
you know,
with
a kid who doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And so I guess all you can do as a parent, right, is just say, well, I hope that they find their way back to it, I guess.
And we were trying to think of ways to just kind of ease up on it a little bit. Like I was suggesting maybe, you know, okay, don't do the recitals anymore. You don't have to do that. And his teacher was really pushing him to do extra things outside of piano for competitions and awards. I was like, you don't have to do that if you don't want to, if you just want to kind of go back to just trying to enjoy this a little bit. I mean, it is good for your brain. But then, you know, I backpedal too because, you know, even though I quit those two instruments going up. I can still say I've done it. I've been a self-proclaimed dabbler for many years. I dabbled in a lot of things, and you kind of have experience in a bunch of different areas. And he's dabbled in piano now, guitar, and trumpet. So it's like, well, if a conversation arises about musical instruments in the future, he can chime in. So he's kind of done his part a little bit. He's dabbled. He's dabbled in baseball. He's dabbled in soccer. He's dabbled in basketball.
I can see in a way the stress of a parent, though, if they're not replacing it with something that we deem to be worthy of replacing. In other words, if he walked away from piano and instead he did something else that you're like really proud of him for doing. It's if he walks away and he just plays Fortnite all day.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Where as a parent, you're like, now, wait a minute.
Tom, let me tell you about Fortnite, man. Like last night there was some gigantic tournament and it was everything he could do to get away from the dinner table to go play in the tournament last night. And I'm like, oh, knock it off. You know, quit playing video games. He goes, well, just so you know, if I win first place in the tournament, I win $150,000.
And you said, all right, go.
Get out of here. Go play.
Why are you wasting time telling
me
about it?
And there was multiple levels. Like, he's like, if I came in, you know, way down the list or whatever, he's like, I still win $1,000. I win $1,500 here. He's like, I could win $500 here. And I'm like,
is there an entry fee for this?
I think you've got to buy. I don't know, man.
What's it costing you for him to have the shot at that money?
Actually, he's been paying. Within the game, you buy things called battle passes and V-Bucks, and he's actually been forking over his own money to upgrade and buy these things. He's using real money to buy fake money, essentially, within the game.
Wow.
Which really leads us to a whole other conversation of something else that happened yesterday where he lied about. He came to me and said, Mom said it was cool if I spend my money on these V-Bucks. And she's like, I talked to her this morning. She's fine with it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I bought them for him because it goes on the credit card, and then he just pays me back. And then to come to find out at dinner, mom did not agree to him buying more. So he did the whole bamboozle thing of mom told me it was this cool. I was like, all right. So I did it. And then, you know, then he got in trouble.
That's fantastic.
But the kicker is we still let him play in the tournament last night. But the next 2 days, he's lost his Switch because of the lying. But he's, as far as last night goes, okay, go ahead and play in the tournament. You might win some cash.
Did he win any cash?
I don't know. I went to bed before the tournament ended at like 9 or whatever last night.
You got to text your wife right now. Well, she's listening
she,
right now.
She
Nicole,
might be listening.
Text in. Maybe. Tell us, did he win anything?
Yeah, I'm dying.
I mean,
to
there's got to be, what, a million people playing in these tournaments.
That's on the low end. There's probably like, you know, 50 million people playing. It's such a massive program right now.
Man,
but anyway,
they know how to print money, don't they?
Well, and then he upsold me too because he went in saying, you know, it's only $9. He's like, and you know, with this, I can gift my friend. It's his birthday, like a special skin or something. He's like, but you know, for $25, I can get this and this and this and this. And then you know how he couched it? He goes, I've got an Amazon gift card that somebody gave me for Christmas for $25. He's like, if you buy me these $25 in V-Bucks, he's like, you can just have my Amazon card. I was
That's
like,
a
okay.
great negotiation,
yeah,
though.
So I was like, fine. I'm buying stuff for the basement. I need a new light fixture here and there. I was like, I'll use it.
You know what Reed needs to do? He needs to learn that power of the middle choice. So if it's $25 he really wants, he needs to come to you and say, yeah, there's this lame thing that's $9, but there's a really good one that's 25. Or, Dad, there's one that's 45, and yeah. if you give me that, and then you would say, oh, I'm not
doing 45.
Take the 25.
Yeah, I'll take your gift card for 25. I'm not doing any more than that.
Yeah, that middle choice is the one that, you know, marketers well, have realized over the years. If you give people three choices, they'll almost always take the middle one.
Well.
And so you come up with some pie-in-the-sky big thing just to make the middle one look more attractive. Reed is going to get to that point, and he's really going to be playing you.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because he went around me with the two choices last night, and I caved on choice two. I was like, fine,
and
whatever.
He told you that Nicole was on board with
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh, he was in so much trouble. So we had to have the talk, like, you don't do that, because, you know, if you come to us and say mom said something, and she really did, now I'm not going to believe you. So that old conversation happened last night to you. Oh, parenting. Yeah, so anyway, piano lessons tonight. We'll see how
Maybe
it goes.
Maybe one of his last ones.
And don't think I haven't thought about the cash that I'd be saving if we knocked it down to one kid, too.
Hey,
know,
that's more not... money for him to buy Fortnite
right,
stuff.
Right, That's more money for me to tuck away.
Go get that Ford Bronco.
Get that Bronco, that's right.